yo, yo, yo. Music that turns chicks off.
You sound like a nasty little boy.
Cheese, please.
You want to touch my monkey?
This morning with a bad hangover, and my penis was missing again. This happens all the time, it's detachable. This comes in handy a lot of the time. I can leave it home when I think it's going to get me in trouble, or I can rent it out when I don't need it. But now and then I go to a party, get drunk, and the next morning I can't, for the life of me, remember what I did with it. First I looked around my apartment and I couldn't find it. So I called up the place where the party was, they hadn't seen it either. I asked them to check the medicine cabinet, cause for some reason I leave it there sometimes, but not this time. So I told them if it pops up to let me know. I called a few people who were at the party, but they were no help either. I was starting to get desperate. I really don't like being without my penis for too long. It makes me feel like less of a man, and I really hate having to sit down every time I take a leak. After a few hours of searching the house and calling everyone I could think of, I was starting to get very depressed, so I went to the Kiev and ate breakfast. Then as I walked down 2nd Avenue towards St. Mark's Place, where all those people sell used books and other junk on the street, I saw my penis lying on a blanket next to a broken toaster oven. Some guy was selling it. I had to buy it off him. He wanted 22 bucks, but I talked him down to 17. I took it home, washed it off, and put it back on. I was happy again, complete. People sometimes tell me I should get it permanently attached, but I don't know. Even though sometimes it's a pain in the ass, I like having a detachable penis.
Yo, yo, Snarf Dude and Moondog got the mad skills. Hey, yo, DJs, cut the cheese.
Cheese.
Drumsticks, sardines, you know I can't wait. The perfect little snack in a portable plate. Now, hot Tabasco is the perfect hors d'oeuvre. Or try them in jerk sauce, now don't lose your nerve. There's a place for a can in every menu you plan for whoever you serve. The mustard brand is the breakfast sardine. For a little light lunch, try in water or with lemon. In oil with the plain soda cracker for the purest you know. Or a Beck tomato sauce for Italiano. Brunswick sardines, you know they're first rate. The perfect little snack in a portable plate. Brunswick sardines, you know I can't wait. The perfect little snack in a portable plate. Put them in your pocket, leave them in your car for whenever you want them.
And if you break down, you'll find a big treat with a WD-40 Brunswick sardines under your old front seat. Now please, Mr. Connors, I hope you know that you got a good thing there. Don't ever let it go. So please listen to your biggest fan. Oh, please, Mr. Connors, never replace those Brunswick sardines in the rip-top can. Brunswick sardines, you know they're first rate. The perfect little snack in a portable plate. Brunswick sardines, you know I can't wait. The perfect little snack in a portable plate. For Brunswick sardines, I'd run barefoot through the fire. Give up my gold medal coming down to the wire. Brunswick sardines, you know I can't wait. The perfect little snack in a portable plate. Brunswick sardines, you know I can't wait. The perfect little snack in a portable plate. Brunswick sardines, you know I can't wait. The perfect little snack in a portable plate.
Definitely is. Snarf Dude here on Cheese Please. That's Ron Parks. And Brunswick sardines being a name of a brand of sardines here in Canada. And that's all I will say. I haven't really had sardines. I do like them occasionally. How about you, Laverne?
I don't do fish.
You don't do fish?
I don't do fish.
Oh, geez, it seems acting like a cold fish here in the pit. I can tell you that. Oh, sorry. Before that, it's Detachable Penis with King Missile. I kind of like that song. What do you think, Laverne?
Well, I've often said that if I'd lose my head if it wasn't attached, but I can't imagine that a man would ever lose that part of his anatomy.
Oh! You're getting back at me for that last comment, aren't you?
Perhaps.
Okay. Touché. What can I say other than that? But it's time for...
And now it's time for the keys, please.
And in the celeb slip-up this week is a guy sort of singing about his wife.
His former wife.
Oh, really? What happened? Tell me about it.
I'm not entirely sure what happened, but somehow they're not together anymore.
Oh, really?
They've gone their separate ways.
Okay. So, Angelina Jolie I'm speaking about, and Billy Bob Thornton. And Billy Bob is actually singing on this song named Angelina. Maybe he's going to burn the master tape. He never wants to hear it ever again now.
And there's also a possibility when he burns the master tape that they'll burn off the matching tattoos.
Oh, matching tattoos?
Yes, her name tattooed on his butt and his name tattooed on hers.
Oh, that's kind of dumb, isn't it?
It's pretty dumb when, you know, things fall apart. It's kind of hard to remove your own skin.
I'd say so, but let's dare to actually hear him right here on Keys, Please.
I walked into an elevator. Walked into a wall. You said you wanted to be with me. I never dreamed I'd have it all. But something changed that day inside me. And I believe it changed inside you too. Yeah, Angelina, can you feel it? Watch the angels as they're dancing up above. Angelina, what's come between us? Could it be the magic and the mystery of love? They all said we'd never make it. Two crazy panthers on the prowl. They said we would only fake it for a while. We just looked at them and growled. You were masked and tied and cut and weary. But I said, that's okay, you could be a girl. Angelina, can you feel it? Watch the angels as they're dancing up above. Oh, Angelina, what's come between us could be the magic and the mystery of love. This ain't no chance we're taking. It's real love that we're making. The blindfold's off and now we see. Yeah, we see. Angelina. Oh, Angelina. What's come between us could be the magic and the mystery of love. Could be the magic and the mystery of Angelina.
Billy Bob Thornton sort of carrying a tune, well, compared to William Shatner anyway.
Anyone can carry a tune compared to William Shatner. I can carry a tune compared to William Shatner.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Can you try it?
Not on air, no.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Comments, Laverne?
Well...
Okay. Comment?
I've heard worse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's awful to have your relationship permanently engraved on a record, though, when it falls apart.
Absolutely. Coming up on Snarfy's Moldy Cheese is, well, I can't even discuss it. It's so amazing.
You don't have a moldy cheese, do you, Snarf Dude?
No, not yet. Well, we'll take a break and I'll dig out of my personal pile of albums and we'll get one, okay?
Your personal stash of moldy cheese that you keep under the bed.
No, I don't. I keep it in the fridge. In the refrigerator of shame. Haven't you been listening to the show?
I only write for the show. I don't listen to the show. Well, I listen to it sometimes.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Well, in the meantime, we'll be right back.